What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Cozy Room.
If you're pregnant, congrats, okay? You will be seeing the OBGYN till 2 weeks or less of you having your baby. Surprise, surprise, y'all are gonna become best friends or not. Pop goes the weasel because the weasel go pop. So now, after the baby is out of you, you will have a year worth of monthly appointments with your baby's doctor. And what is a baby's doctor? A pediatrician, okay? Some may say, how do you choose the right pediatrician? What do you look at? Do you read reviews? Do you talk to other parents? Do you talk to the people at the hospital? Do you talk to different pediatricians to see which one you should pick? Does their background and what school they went to really matter? That's what we're talking about today. That's what I'm talking about today. Finding the right pediatrician. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. Finding the right pediatrician is super important because that is the doctor that your child might have until they become teenagers or until they don't need to go to a doctor like that and they will have to find their own personal physician, right? And a lot of people don't think about this. A lot of people think, once they get a pediatrician, they have to stay with that pediatrician. They can't change the pediatrician. Some people get scared of changing their pediatrician's office if they move, so they make longer drives to go to the doctor's office. Some pediatricians are amazing. And once your child gets to a certain age where they don't go as often or it's a requirement for them to go as often, it kind of like you feel like you're missing some type of family member that used to see a lot because of your kid. But finding a pediatrician is important because you are shopping for a doctor that you are comfortable with for yourself and that your child is comfortable with. Your child feels some type of connection to and can build a trust bond with. And a few things that you should look for when picking your pediatrician is, number one, the location. Is the location of your child's pediatrician between home and work or the other parent's household? If you can't take your child to the pediatrician, can the other parent take them? Is it convenient? Does it make sense? Their hours, is it good for the both of you, not just you? If you had to leave home to take your child to a doctor same day, is it possible? Or would you have to reschedule? Number two, is the office child inviting? Most pediatricians' offices, their walls are painted in bright colors, or they have comfortable chairs, or they have toys for the children to play with while they're waiting for their name to be called for their appointment. Are they playing appropriate shows or movies? Do they have children's books? Is it carpeted? Does it smell clean? Does it look clean? Is there good seating? Is there sanitizer? Is there tissues available? Is there a restroom available for you to change your child? Does it have a changing table? Like, all of these things is what you want to look for when you walk into a pediatrician's office. Also, is the staff friendly? Because whether or not you love the doctor, if you have to deal with the staff every time you go in and they're rude or they're nasty or it's just not a welcoming environment, why would you want to deal with that? And it could be vice versa. It could be the staff is really great, but the doctor is horrible. Why would you want to deal with that? You know, I've the girl's last pediatrician office, their customer service is horrible. You know, I'm very big on making an appointment and getting there before the appointment time and being seen at the time that the appointment was scheduled. I'm not trying to stay there 40 minutes after my appointment time, an hour after my appointment time. And then when you do call them, do they answer the phone or do they keep you on hold? You know, all of that is super important. Is the staff nice? Like I said, that's what you want to look for. Are you seen on time? I'm really big on that. Will they take your insurance? Some pediatrician offices do not want to take certain insurance because the way that they get paid out is not to their liking from that insurance company. So they might refuse an insurance or say they don't take a certain insurance, which makes it a very frustrating process because there's so many doctor's offices you would have to find in your area and call just for them to say no or yes to that before you can actually get a pediatrician. The next question that you want to ask yourself is a pharmacy near that pediatrician's office where you can pick up your child's medicine? Because that's another thing too. Going to an appointment because your child is sick and then them writing a prescription and telling you you should be able to pick it up at the pharmacy, and you go into the pharmacy and it's so far away from where you have to go next, or it's not close, or it's going to take them an hour to fulfill the prescription. All of that is time. All of that is taking up so much time to where, do you want to go back to work after that? Do you want to do anything you had to do after that? You probably don't. Next question you want to ask yourself is
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is the doctor office offering an available nurse after hours? Meaning, if the doctor is not available, the pediatrician office is closed, and you just have a question, and it's not an emergency, because if it's an emergency, you need to call 911. But if you just have a question, will they be a nurse on call that you can speak to so you can get an answer to know what you need to do next? Their first pediatrician's office in Camp Creek had that. This pediatrician's office that they have now is horrible, and I'm going to change it if they ever have to go to a pediatrician next time. But they're 6 and 11, so I really doubt that. But the next question you want to ask is there good, safe parking? Meaning, is there parking out in the open where you can see both sides of your car? It's not in an alley. It's not dark. It's not in a neighborhood that you're not comfortable with. It's well lit. The concrete is not broken. There's no trash all over the parking lot. Or is it a parking lot where you could, and you almost could never find parking? You know, you can drive, but it's better if you take an Uber to this pediatrician's office because the parking is impossible. Or every time you go, you have to pay to park. That's one thing that they don't tell you about cities like New York, LA, some places in Texas. Certain parking lots, they don't own. So you have to pay to park in them even though you're going to their establishment. So just look out for that. The next one is, does the doctor listen to you and are they empathetic? I think just like teachers, just because you know how to teach doesn't mean you're going to be a great teacher to kids. And a lot of teachers should not be teaching, not because they don't know the material, but because they have no empathy. You know what I'm saying? They don't like children. They just could teach the subject. Same thing with doctors. I think some doctors know what they need to know as far as being a pediatrician, but they lack empathy. They don't know how to talk to parents. They're very snobby. They have an attitude. When they come in, like, the aura is very cold and brash, and they make you feel like you're crazy for thinking there's a problem when they feel like, no, I don't think you have to worry about that. If you feel like you need a second opinion, go get a second opinion elsewhere. Okay? Just because a pediatrician rubs you the wrong way doesn't mean you have to stay with that pediatrician because your child has always had that pediatrician. The next thing you want to ask yourself is, do they pay attention to the details? Some pediatricians just look at patients that come in as a number. Oh, what's their name? You can never remember the child's name. You don't remember just like a little detail of their common issue, or you have to be told the same things over and over again. You don't retain information well. Like, that might become an annoying thing when dealing with certain pediatricians. So if you feel like you need to shop around and look for another pediatrician, you can. Next question is, does your kids like that pediatrician? Do they cry every time that doctor comes around? Even if they give them stickers, even if they let them play with their medical instruments, you know, while they're talking to you, does your child not want that doctor touching them ever? You know what I'm saying? The spirit never lies, and kids be picking up on that. So I have some more things to tell you about picking the right pediatrician after these messages. Y'all know I couldn't do another season and not include the table topics conversation cards. Of course I have them. Of course I have the best starter questions that there are, okay? These cards are a fun way to get to know your friends and family or someone you're dating. Either way, you can get your own Table Topics cards on tabletopics.com. The stack I have can vary from the family stack or the saver stack or do-it-yourself therapy. Either way, there's so many different categories of cards that you can get, especially for this holiday season coming up. So if you would like to get your own cards, go to tabletopics.com, use my code SHAMBYPOD and in all caps, and get your discount. Get a great gift today. Now back to the show. If you're looking for hoodies, sweatshirts, long sleeves, stickers, or even coffee mugs, aka tea mugs, because I don't know why they don't give tea that credit, check out the Cozy Womb Shop and support this podcast. Before we get out of here, here are some reasons why you should look for another pediatrician. If you don't feel heard, look for another pediatrician. If you don't feel that you are respected when you go to the office, look for another pediatrician. If your questions aren't clearly answered by anyone in the office, look for another pediatrician. If you're not seen on time ever, look for another pediatrician office. If your child feels uncomfortable and the office is never clean, look for another pediatrician office. And if you don't trust what they say when they tell you certain things, you just feel like they're brushing you off, look for another pediatrician's office. As a parent, man and woman, You have a right to choose who gets to take care of your child. Period. Choose the right pediatrician for everybody. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. Don't forget to check out shambipodden.com for any new podcast news. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.